But this is something that consciously you choose to enter that state. You choose to enter that state. Many times you choose to step out of mind identification. Now the ability to choose that means that really what really is happening when you are choosing as you are now to be present. Presence is choosing to emerge at this moment. It looks as if the person, the little you, were choosing, but you can't even. But it's a helpful way of putting it, it's a perspective on it to say you can choose to be present, but when you think you choose to be present, at that moment presence is emerging. It looks as if you were choosing. But it's helpful to think of it as I'm choosing it. You can. So it looks almost as if you could make it happen, although ultimately you cannot make it happen. When you think you're making it happen, it is happening by itself. It looks from the limited perspectives of a separate me as if you were making it happen. And that's a useful thing. I often say you can choose. It's more helpful to say you can choose than to say, okay, there's nothing I can do. So you might as well sit in front of the TV with a can of beer and wait to become enlightened. If there's nothing I can do, well, true. So it's not helpful to say, some teachers or teachings say, there's nothing you can do. Ultimately, that may be true, and yet it's not helpful. You are not separate from the totality. The totality is moving through you. And when you think you're doing something, it's happening, something is emerging. And then you not, once you feel the hands, then it gets easier to connect with other parts of the body and feel your hands and your arms and hold attention there. Alive. It really feels as if the entire body became suddenly alive. And then can you feel your feet? And hold attention there, just very subtle at first. And your legs, feel. And your chest, belly. And now gradually you connect with the entire energy field of the body. And hold it. You know you're there when you feel that when I'm not speaking, it feels almost more powerful than when I'm speaking. you almost wish that I would shut up. That's the sign that you're there. For those of you who are not yet there, don't worry, I'm not going to shut up yet. Because the words are so compared to the aliveness that is in being, the words are nothing. And that's this being is always an important aspect of it is a deep stillness. The aliveness is also a deep stillness. Because in being itself, nothing ever happens. Being remains a state of pure nothingness from the point of view of the mind. When it happens, something has taken form and become something, an event in time, a form arises. But being itself, there's nothing happening in it and nothing needs to happen. Any happening is time and form arise. Out of being, being becomes something, then returns into being. And when you're connected with being, there's no need for anything to happen. Yet, after a while, things do happen. But you feel that whatever happens, including sense perceptions, events, situations, happens on the surface of being. No longer fills you. You're filled. You are being. And then you hold attention in the entire energy field of body. And you'll notice then, you're not waiting for me to make another statement. Because this moment has such aliveness to it that what could I possibly say to improve on that? This moment has such depth to it. What can I possibly say that's better than that or greater than that? And your existence as a person, the phenomenal existence, still happens. It doesn't mean now everything becomes static. At the moment we are sitting still and allowing this to arise, to emerge. But as you live in that state, you can act, you can be active out of that state. You're not confined from now on to sitting on a chair to be able to hold that. That would be very limiting. But at first it's helpful to practice in an environment like this when there's no disturbance or relatively little except your mind occasionally. And we are still and holding it, and we're even still externally. Some people can get there more easily through certain activities, through practicing Tai Chi, you connect with the body, and you need to be very present. Or even dangerous activities that force you into the state of presence, because you would have an accident if you thought about tonight's dinner while you're climbing up a mountain. So it forces you into presence. But even that becomes limiting, because then that state of consciousness becomes associated with one particular activity. And then in the rest of your life, you revert back to the old.
This concludes session one. Our program continues with session two.